Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us on the program, we have Joe Zammit-Lucia, who has had extensive experience both in the business and the political worlds. He is the founder of Radix, a not-for-profit public policy think tank based in London, and the Radix Center for Business, Politics, and Society based in Amsterdam. He is the author of The New Political Capitalism, How Businesses Can Thrive in a Deeply Politicized World. And Mr. Zammit-Lucia, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for asking me. Nice to be here.
And you're certainly welcome, and our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you today. It's definitely going to be interesting. So your book, let's start there, The New Political Capitalism, looks at how businesses can thrive in our deeply politicized world. Can you explain a little bit more about that to kick things off today?
Sure. Well, you know, until relatively recently, politics and business have always been intertwined. But until relatively recently, we didn't have quite so much political polarization, quite so much sensitivity on multiple issues. So business could focus its attention on doing its stuff, providing goods and services profitably, without having to become too enmeshed in the public debate around sensitive political issues. Those days are gone, and businesses of all shapes and sizes are now being drawn into quite difficult political discussions, from issues on race and diversity to issues around, you know, in the US now, around, you know, should they take a stand on the latest developments of abortion, through to the whole ESG, environmental issues, what their contribution to society is. You know, these are essentially political issues and have now got to be addressed. And it is those businesses who learn how to address these issues effectively that will thrive going forward.
And certainly timely to have you on to discuss these issues, and I really appreciate it. Now, there's been a flurry of controversial political and cultural events in the last year, as you know. How do you suggest a business or a leader stay ahead of the curve in order to have prepared responses when the next issue does arise?
Well, I think you've answered your question. It's a question of considering these issues in detail and having a clear, well thought out, politically resonant position. Whether you're for and against something is really not the issue. It's whether you can express your position in a way that makes sense and that you can stick by. Unfortunately, what we're seeing, because this is a new thing, is that too many businesses are being responsive. So they react to things as they hit them. And seeing as so many things are hitting them, it kind of feels a little bit like you're in the middle of a battle. You never know when the next bullet is coming or where it's coming from. And business leaders have, you know, been rightly focused very much on improving their operations. But frankly, there are many people in business who know how to run operations. And the operational aspects can be delegated by boards and executive teams because they have people who can deal with those. What they don't yet have, most companies, is the capability to deal with these rather soft, uncertain, ever-changing, unpredictable, highly emotional political issues. And that needs to become one of the core functions of boards and executive teams.
And of course, politics can have an impact on businesses, both big and small. What particular advice would you like to share or could give to a smaller and mid-sized business? We'd love to hear from you on that.
So that's a very good question, because we tend to associate these political issues with big corporations. You know, we've all heard about the challenges that companies like Disney have had and several others. But this affects small businesses too, and medium-sized businesses. I have a friend of mine who started her very successful business, got to revenues of about $1 million in the first year, and was driven out of business by very aggressive political activism. And the reason she was driven out of business is because it's very emotionally taxing to deal with aggressive activism. And she just wasn't prepared for that, and just couldn't carry on while she was being attacked by these activists. I dare say, I have to say, it was that she wasn't doing anything wrong, but activists are the sorts of people who are never satisfied. And if you let yourself be led by the nose by activists, you are always going to fail. Which is why you have to have your position clear. You have to have it well thought out. You have to be prepared to answer various questions. And you also have to be prepared to accept that you'll never satisfy everybody. You know, in just like if you're selling a product, it doesn't appeal to every single customer in the universe. Similarly, your political position will not appeal to everybody. But you have to be prepared for that, and you have to take a stand and say, well, you know, this is how I choose to run my business. And you have to justify that and present it in language that is politically sensitive and works. And those are skills that business people have to develop because they haven't been needed so far.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Joe Zammit-Lucia, a founder of Radix, a not-for-profit public policy think tank based in London, and the Radix Center for Business, Politics, and Society based in Amsterdam. He is the author of The New Political Capitalism, How Businesses Can Thrive in a Deeply Politicized World. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell me, what about brands? As you write, brands are built on a belief system. How do you manage a brand in today's hyper-political environment?
Well, you know, people buy brands because of what those brands say about them as the people who are buying them. So brands have all sorts of associations associated with them. People don't buy brands necessarily because they perform better in functional terms, although some do. They buy brands for the intangibles, for what buying this particular brand says about me. In the same way as people vote for a particular political party or a particular representative because of what it says about them, because it reflects their values. Now, what we're seeing is that increasingly part of the intangibles surrounding a brand and a brand meaning is the political meaning of that brand. If I buy this brand, what's it political? What's its meaning in terms of the environment? What's its meaning in terms of diversity and race? What's its meaning in terms of this and that? And that is starting to become another layer of brand meaning. And it can't be avoided. So the only choice that businesses have is, do they incorporate that aspect of brand meaning in their own branding? Do they try and drive it by incorporating into the brand? Or do they let others incorporate that meaning into their brand for them? If you leave a vacuum, others will attach political meaning to your brand for you. You know, be they activists, be they competitors, be they customers themselves. So that if we believe, as I do, that the political meaning of a brand is starting to become ever more important, and this is still at its early stages, but it's becoming ever more important in customer choice, then businesses need to choose. Do I actively work to attach the political meaning of my brand to my brand, or do I let other people attach it for me? But what is not an option is that the brand has no political meaning.
Really do appreciate your insight and feedback here in all regards. This has been most helpful. Now, your book isn't just about navigating the intricacies of political capitalism, but also using it to thrive and succeed. What are a few tips or takeaways as we conclude today that you could share to do just that?
So I think that there is, you know, there has been a belief system that has grown up since the kind of 60s, 70s, 80s, that somehow the only role of business is to make money. And somehow business is separate from the other social and political issues that we all face. The thrust of my book is that that is not and has never been the case. That the importance of business to our societies is much greater than, you know, the balance sheet or the income statement that you can churn out every quarter. Business employs people. It decides their employment conditions. It decides what they can afford, how they can live. It provides products and services that have an impact on our lives. Business has a huge societal impact. And I think the advice I would give to people is think of your business in that way. You know, what is the societal impact, the overall societal impact that I am having with my business? You know, some of it will be very positive. Other bits of it may, you know, be questionable. And nobody's perfect. But I think it's a question of thinking about that. So don't think about your business as an organization there to make money. Think about your business as an organization that's there to contribute to the well-being of our society. And if you think about it in that way, then how do you run your business to maximize that? And as a consequence of maximizing the value you add to our societies, you will make money.
Mr. Zamit Lucia, we want to thank you so much for what you do and for also joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on your book, pick up your book, or get more information on Radix, where's the best place to do so?
If you look at, there's a website called newpoliticalcapitalism.com, which has information about the book, plus articles related to this subject. And I welcome people who want to engage in that debate to submit their own articles that I can publish on the website. Regarding Radix and what we do, they can look at radixthinktank.com, and all the information will be there.
And that certainly sounds easy enough, and we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience. Mr. Zamit Lucia, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a good afternoon.
Hey, thanks, and you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Zamit Lucia, a founder of Radix, a not-for-profit public policy think tank based in London, and the Radix Center for Business, Politics, and Society based in Amsterdam. He's also the author of The New Political Capitalism, How Businesses Can Thrive in a Deeply Politicized World. And for more details, visit newpoliticalcapitalism.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.